In late September, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services with alarming news. The CDC had tracked the source of a fungal meningitis outbreak to a steroid used to treat back pain and found that three clinics in North Carolina had purchased that contaminated steroid. Hundreds of patients from those clinics were potentially at risk. So Megan Davies, the state's epidemiologist, says the state immediately got in touch with those clinics. They held off on notifying the public.
So that Thursday night, we established that the three clinics essentially quarantined the medications, the gloves, everything that they used in those procedures so that nobody would be exposed from that point on if those turned out to be the source of the infection.
Davies says the state's next priority was to contact all of the patients who may have received the contaminated steroid, even making house calls to make sure all patients were notified. Once everyone had been notified, the state then felt it could share the information with the public without scaring everyone who'd received spinal injections at other clinics.
It's always a quandary for us. Public health, we can either overreact or underreact. We chose to go with the scientific evidence and to inform the public at a time when we felt we had something useful to tell them.
She says the state did warn hospitals and physicians the day after the CDC got in touch to be on the lookout for cases of fungal meningitis. There are a total of 5 cases of fungal meningitis, including 1 death from the steroid injection in North Carolina, as well as 12 others who developed complications from receiving the injection. The compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts that produced the steroid has since closed. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.